pick up the book of Philippians, the second chapter of verse 1, Philippians, chapter 2. If I turn the mic on, or make this verse on the title of which.
Yes, we are.
Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being unified with Christ, any comfort from His love, any common sharing in the Spirit, any tenderness, any compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded with the same love, being one in the Spirit, and one mind. Do nothing out of self-ambition, vain conceit. Rather, humility value others above yourself. Not looking to your own interest, but to you the interest of the others. Dear Lord God, we come to you today with humble hearts. We know that without you, you will be nothing. We pray for our country. Men and women serving in the foreign field, both missionaries and military. Those who serve us here as first responders and our caregivers and our teachers. We ask that you bless the families once again, for our nation has forgotten about the love of the family, the strength that comes from it, the strength that comes from getting united with Christ. Be with us today and give us service. Help the young ones that now go to school and be with the teachers and those who help the children learn and grow and make them strong. And you listen as we open up your word. We speak our prayer in Christ's name. Amen. Paul, writing a letter to this group of people, was significant. They had been a nation that, even though that town and Philippi had not changed, physically moved, they've been under, in the last couple hundred years, several different rulers. They were independent. They were conquered by the Macedonians. They were later conquered by Alexander the Great. They were later conquered by the Romans. So they had been in the same place that their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, but they had different people influencing them. And each different group brought in their own gods. And what Paul is now doing to them is saying, forget about the gods of the past, where you can be able to worship with the Gentiles over here, the pagans over here, their pagan worship, including the god of Chemosh, which required the death, the sacrifice of the oldest child in a family when there was a book of building or something like that. They were pillars of the industry. Paul is talking about the one who gave blood, not taken blood, and that being Jesus. He's not trying to make it a downer. You know, sometimes you go to a meeting and you think, well, something's good about this, and you go away and just a downer. You felt worse about it when you went to the doctor's office. You feel worse than when you went in. You go to a meeting, you're supposed to go up there, and you feel worse than when you went in. And I hope it never happens when you go to church. You feel worse when you leave than when you went in. But Paul didn't want to be that way. That's why that word joy is mentioned there. That's why we sang that song a few minutes ago. Therefore, if any of you have any encouragement, being united with Christ. When you join a group, some of you belong to civic organizations, Kiwanis Club, or the Ladies Auxiliary, or this, that, or the other, or bowling, whatever it is, there's a lot of civic organizations around us. And we should feel some enjoyment from being there, some happiness. I'm glad you went and you're able to share with others. We should be the same way in God's house. The one we united with Christ, the one we give our life to Christ, when we spoke to the education, we heard Tiffany speak last week, who was buried with water grave of baptism, we should say, there's something good going on here. I'm glad to be a part of that. So if you feel encouragement from being united, you know, sometimes, just like no, you're not the only one. There's two a lot stronger than one. And a group together can be a lot stronger. So we should be encouraged and think other people believe what we believe and take the stand that we stand for. Now, there may be times in your life that you have to stand for one thing and you're the only one that believes that, but if you've got a good biblical reason to do it, just stay with it. I was in correspondence with another preacher just yesterday, and
I can see the resume. It's not a work resume. It's a history resume. We were talking about what we've done. He said, you've been a minister since 1974. I said, yes. Always with the Independent Church of Christ, Christian Church of Christ. I said, yeah. He says, how did you do that? And I go back, what? He says, well, I'm a Methodist, Presbyterian, a Roman Catholic, a free independent, and an evangelical. And I thought back, how did you do that? And the reason I've done what I've done is because this boy comes to bless us and shows about the mouth of biblical terms, this is what I need to be doing. And I think we all are here because this is what we need to be doing. And we should be encouraged by that. We're united with Christ, and united with Christ, we can't love it. Those of you that were Wiglows, or what do you have for Wiglow? You come Cub Scout maybe the next one, Boy Scout. Probably heard the Indian tales about a chief called his three sons in one day, knowing he was going to die, and knowing the three boys all would be the next chief, he handed a bundle of twists. Registered. Said, rape them. Take them, rape them. Then he took his knife and cut three veins off. And had each one on one branch, which they broke easily. Said, if you stay together, you will not be conquered. You all know it is my belief that time is really tough. How am I talking about it? If there's a tenured version, we get hot. I'm not talking about if there's a rain version and we get wet. We've done that. I'm not talking about if it's red tide. I'm not talking about that interesting version where the 2-year bond is over 10-year bond. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what's going to happen is more and more and more. Those who belong to God will be penalized, pushed, tested by Satan, and those who follow him. We had a pretty good America in our own lifetime. I mean, some of you lived through World War II. I didn't say one, I said two. Korea, Vietnam, or for those of you, Vietnam, you pick your choice. We've had all these kind of things in Iraq and Iran and Syria and stuff like that. There have been some tough times. We've truly been blessed. We've written an article last night about the move. This is going on. Keep an eye on the European common market. Britain doing the Brexit and all kinds of stuff. They have already printed up a universal, worldwide identification card. And without that identification card, and you start out of Brussels, Belgium, without that identification card, you can't work. You can't buy. You can't sell. Satan and the engineers say over the world trying to pressure Christians. You've got to be ready for that. The only way to do it is to stand together and be united in our worship of God and our strength. And even if it becomes hard to do, it is the right thing to do. And the reward of heaven is far greater than any reward we give up here on earth. So be encouraged, and therefore encourage one another. If any comfort comes from Christ's love, we like to think. One of the biggest things in some of the hospitals now is the dog ministry. If you've been, Fawcett does it. There's a lady, used to it. There's a lady up there that's on their security team, and she brings some kind of splinter little item, jack hands, carry stuff like that. Show up and people who really want to go, and the people just hug and love them and talk. Most police officers that I know carry a teddy bear or two in the back of their police department. And if a child is under stress, maybe it's part of a wreck, or a family retreat, or whatever it is, they'll give that child that teddy bear. And they'll just hug and love. We like to be comforted in love. We should come to love each other. If any kind of sharing in the spirit, the knowledge of doing the right thing, that we share the right thing, that we talk and love and understand a lot of the same things, that's important for us as well. Any tenderness and compassion. I guess that may be why Mother's Day came years before Father's Day. Because it looked primarily wrote letters to their mothers with compassion and tenderness. Not always that way, quite often. And if they have to drag you out of the car because you don't believe your mother on the first day of school, you make them just get out of the car. You're embarrassing them for all. Well, that's what the Father would do. To make my joy complete by being like-minded in the same way. Paul says, make me happy. To know that you're doing what Christ has asked you to do and what God wants you to do, that makes him happy. A lot of times, we get our happiness from seeing other people be successful. You should know. You ever been to a PTA meeting where the little ones put on a program? Especially when it's not your kids. Oh, it's so good, they end their lives right. And they do hymns on the ground or whatever they do. Or you go to a T-ball game because your next door neighbor's child is playing and they hit the ball and run to third base instead of first. Well, they hit it well anyway, you know. We get some excitement out of that. That's good. Being the same spirit of one mind, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. You've met somebody who has eye problems. I'm not talking about EYF. I'm not talking about the problem with sin. I'm talking about the problem with the wrong personality. I did this and I did that and I want this and believe me. They all want to do is talk about themselves. That's not the way it should be. That's conceit. That's that there's no humbleness there whatsoever. Remember, humility, the value of others above yourself. Because when you lift somebody else up, they'll pull you up. To make somebody else feel good, it should make us feel good as well. When we help somebody else, we should be helped. More emotionally. Do not look for your own interest. Be each of you for the interest of others. Do one to others what you'd have them do unto you. You've heard that. It's an important role for you. We should be living like that. Be happy and successful when others are happy and successful. He quotes this, in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ. Think the way Christ would. Now, how can we think the way Christ does? You may hear speak Aramaic, Hebrew. You know the Talmud by heart? But he's going to explain it for us. Who, meaning Christ, being the very nature of God, did not consider himself equally with God. Something to be used to his own advantage. He was the Son of God. He was the King. But yet, he did not take that position on his own earth. In construction work, which I am, I see a lot of times where the sons of the boss will come over. And they're trying to take the place of the boss and talk about this, talk about that, and think, child, you have no idea what you're talking about. Go home and with your mother learn how to cook, and you have not even what this is in construction. They want to be impressed like that. They want to hold the weight of their father instead of themselves. Rather, Christ made himself nothing by taking on the very nature of a servant. Remember there in the Last Supper when he washed the feet, the apostles, the dirtiest job in the household. But he took on that task. So we should humble ourselves. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he, meaning Christ, humbled himself by being obedient into death. We have heard, back in the military days, of men who volunteered for a suicide mission. In other words, they did not expect to come back. Because of their love for their fellow man, for their role in the military, the country, they went on and risked their life and quite frequently lost their life. Because that's what needed to be done. Well, Christ went on a suicide mission from the day that he was born. Well, those towns that community for that way in the main thing you've heard that. From the day that he was born, his entire task was to die. Now we know that unless the rapture comes first, we all are going to die. Teens, 20s, 30s, 50s, 90s, 100s, whatever it is. Our destiny for our body is eventually let go. The Christ was sent here for that one purpose, just to die. He took it off. He didn't say, well, my father, I'm going to bring them angels down. I'm going to send the Romans out. He didn't do that. He followed through his task. God exalted him in the highest place. He gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth. And every tongue shall acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of Christ. Now the word "every" is quite a false name. And the way I gather this, at the judgment day, even those who had not proclaimed Christ as their Savior here on earth will have to admit it then. Yet it's just too late. But everybody will know the truth. Their eyes will finally be opened. Their hearts will finally be opened. Even though they were hardened, they will not miss what they're going to miss. Life forever. Jesus Christ. I think it's important for us to know that He is the King. He is the Sovereign. So good things come to those who follow Him. That's a blessing for salvation. So we shouldn't give up. And though we may seem like a team of one, we've got Jesus with us. We're a winning team. I don't know that you ever see him anymore, but I saw a bumper sticker one time that said, "God is my co-pilot." I saw another bumper sticker that said, "If God is your co-pilot, you better change places." So when you think about that, you say, "Oh, yeah, I get that. I hope that." Therefore, my dear friends, just as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Just because we're baptized, it's not over with. It's not over with. We have to do it for the right reason. Out of respect. And He will make us happy that He will make us successful in His eyes, not in the world's eyes. For it is God who works in you to will and act in order to fulfill His good purpose. Jesus said, "What man, if his son is hungry, will give him a stone? No, he'll give him bread. What man, if his son is hungry, will give him a serpent? No, he'll give him meat." God is our Father. He will give us goods and good things. So whenever you get discouraged, well, I get something better than that. Tony Cantello does a sermon, a very famous sermon. He talks about all the good Friday things, which we're not doing, and all the hard things that are coming to Jesus at that time. Didn't work. He said it's Friday. But he always answers back as Sunday's coming. And when you think about Good Friday, which was not good for him, it was good for us, how terrible Good Friday was to the Son of God, that Sunday's coming. What was Sunday? Resurrection Day. When death was conquered, when Satan was defeated, and when we will be blessed forever and ever, and when we realize that Sunday's coming, no matter what hardship we go through. The resurrection is coming for us. And that's got to be a positive. Do everything without grumbling. Well, there you go. Now you get personal. Do everything without grumbling or arguing. So that you may become blameless. I'll do this, but I don't want to. Yeah, I'll serve on that committee, but I'm not going to like it. Yeah, I'm going to be a volunteer for this area. And this church has been blessed by volunteers. We've got new flyers out there. They don't notice that. Some kind of blue flyers. That's right. You get football's coming. That's why we've got blue flyers. We've got blue flyers out there. And people do the cleaning, cooking, all the great meals. This is a volunteer place. And that's good for us. So it gives us a part to be a part of. Change to be a part of the ministry. And work for the kingdom. And without the grumbling or arguing, I was in a church that had to have their board meetings after church on Sunday night. It was able to go 3 to 4 hours. And I've never found a meeting in my life between the Congress and the 3 to 4 hours. One time, two of the deacons actually challenged each other to a fist fight in the parking lot. I am serious. I regret to say it, but I actually have. So they had to move the board meetings to Sunday, an hour before church, so they only last 45 minutes to go. Stop a lot of people. Be blameless and pure. There is a famous World War II cartoon. And it shows a swimming pool with a diver going down, a scuba diver going down in it, and little bubbles coming out. The caption said, "The day the Irish soldiers sank." Remember, 99 is 4,400% pure. It's supposed to float. We want to be pure than that. Go. Children of God, without a thought, rat, crooked generation. He will shine among them like stars in the sky. And you will hold firmly to the word of God. Not everything you do, even the good stuff, is going to be national news. We see a lot of national news. And I would say maybe 1 or 2% of it might be something good. I mean, have we heard enough about the guy? Did the guy commit suicide or did somebody kill him? And all the conspiracies and this and that and the other. And then the Palestinian girls can't go to Israel because they've done this. And, I mean, anybody not had enough bad news? That's what I want to say. We've heard it, all the bad news, haven't we? It's going to keep coming. Because we are being attacked by Satan, who wants to discourage us. Don't be discouraged. Because he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. He goes on this way. You will shine among them like stars in the sky. Tinkle, twinkle, little star. You heard that. Last night, one of the questions on Jeopardy. If I get 1 or 2 right, this is going to be a good night. You know, when I watch Wheel of Fortune, I can't spell anything. It's past 2 letters, I'm gone. The star up, and people look to it, and I'm like, where's the North Star? Part of the Little Dipper. And we see the stars, and we know the stars. And they shine for us. And we're happy about it. We're going to be the stars in heaven. We're going to shine bright the love of God in the service of Christ. Paul says, hold firmly to the word of life. Should be important in life. If you have got one, and you've got a second or two, turn back with me to the book of John, chapter 1. John, chapter 1. St. John, huh? St. John, chapter 1. Let me back that up, what Paul just said. It says in verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God from the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that had been made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of all mankind. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's the Word he's talking about. That's the Word of life. It's the Word that we were given life from. We go to the book of Genesis, which is folded over, so the book of Genesis, chapter 1. God said, let the land produce living creatures according to the kinds, and the livestock, and the creatures that move on the ground, and the wild animals that sport in the sky. And God made wild animals before they come. And verse 26 says, and God said, let us. Now, I would too with English, but I believe us is plural. Is it not? That means just two. Let us make mankind in our, another plural word, in our image, so they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds of the sky. So when Paul was talking about the Word of life, he's talking about Jesus, who gave us everything we need to know. And let us rejoice. How much time did you spend last week being happy about something? In all seriousness, think about it for a second. How much time did you spend being happy? And how much time did you spend the past week complaining about something? Happy? Complaining? Shouldn't be. It should be 100-0, but it's 7-9
and 10 idiots.
God, like it. Let's find something to be happy about. Oh, I hope. It seemed like when I sat down at a table with a menu in front of me, the worst comes out. I want my eggs cooked a certain way. I want my french fries white. I want my hash browns raw. I just get a hold of this bacon. I want it to hold it up and it bends over. You know, bacon, she drops it and breaks. It all refers to shows just what I want. Sometimes we just find something to fight about. I don't like my pizza crust done. That's probably something I'm not telling you. I hope in the Lord to send Timothy to you soon that I may be cured when I receive news about you. Packed up. You get a letter from somebody? If you're in the military, if you went away to college, if you lived in another town than your folks did, and you get a letter from home, or care package from home. Nowadays, you have cell phones, so nobody writes letters anyway, or you text them. But you sign them back home, I said, college, and they could write me every day. I hate the weekends because the mail would come on Sunday. She'd write me every day in college for a whole year before we were engaged. I just be so happy. I'd hurt myself getting out of 225 when the mail came in at 230. We were excited to hear somebody. Paul was excited to hear back. Timothy's going to bring good news of what's going on in the church in Philippi. We should be happy that others are successful and doing well. I have no one else like Timothy. Who will show genuine concern for your welfare? Timothy's going to care for you. He's going that far. Are you willing to go far and help somebody else help? Go out of your way? Quite often, I don't. For everyone looks out for their own interests, but not those of Jesus Christ. That's not a good one. He's saying we're not selfish. And we shouldn't be. We have something to be happy about. You know that Timothy has proven himself because he has a son and his father has served me. Paul would call him my son, even though he wasn't his physical son. He felt that close to him, just as essential as his one, that he was considered to be the mother of the Lord. I am confident that in the Lord that I myself will come to see you soon. For I think it's necessary to come back. Epaphroditus, my brother, co-worker of God's Holy, who is also your messenger. Whom you sent to take care of my needs. Paul ministered and supported by the churches. He preached it. And they took care of him. Taking him an offering is not something that's invented over here at the churches of America. It's been going on for well over 2,000 years. And that was important. And they were a part of his ministry, even though they could travel. I don't know if any of you do right now. Most of us couldn't, or women, give up everything we got and take off and be a missionary in foreign lands on the 23rd week of October. We're going to have our missionaries come in and speak to us about what they've done in the past year in Ramah Fellowship, you know, and share what's going on. That's what Paul is doing here, sharing in the ministry with them from other lands. Indeed, he was ill and he almost died, but God had mercy on him. That's not familiar to him. God had mercy on him. Don't we thank God for his mercies? Good recovery, cancer's gone, these type of things. Yeah, we should be happy about that. And pray for that. And pray for each other. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me. To spare me the sorrow of what I'm suffering. For Paul knew that if Erasmus had died, he'd be in heaven. But Paul would have grieved when he missed him. It was a blessing on both of them. We don't always get what we want. We've all prayed for prayers we didn't get. Should not we remember the ones we did? Be thankful for that. Continue to pray. Yeah. Indeed, he was ill. What a joke. What a flea. Therefore, I am more eager to send him so that when you see him again, you may be glad and I will have less anxiety. I cannot imagine the Apostle Paul having anxiety. See, I can't control over everything. Even when they tried to kill him, it didn't work. Even when they chained him up, it didn't stop him. Paul's anxiety was not for himself, as most of us are. It was not about his own needs. It was about the good of the people that he loved. That's all we hear about. The heroes running in the buildings that are on fire, like 9/11. Police officers, this week, two of them went into a burning car and pulled two children out. The firemen in the burning buildings. See, that's not anxiety about ourselves, that's caring about someone else. When we put aside our own personal needs and desires, we take care of others, our life will be better. It's called service. So Paul said, I don't have anxiety anymore. So then welcome him to the Lord with great joy. Are you a joyful person? Mozart wrote a song. It's in our book, I think page 46. God's will, we have a version of it in 1970 called Home of Joy. And Mozart talks about joyful, joyful, we are joyful. Do we get happy when we think about God's creation? The little baby, the sunrise, the sunset. Oh, you want to be joyful? We got two visitors back today. Mr. and Mrs. Eagle have come home. Yeah, I wait till I go next on the track. Mr. and Mrs. Eagle are home. We're both up there this morning. So get your camera, just don't get your camera too close. Get one of the extension lenses, you know, like this, that three people are holding up. So we can have the feather. Therefore, I'm more eagle than him. Happy, more eagle. Welcome him to the Lord with great joy. Honor people like him. They're serving you. Because he almost died for the work of Christ. He risked his life to make up for the help. To make up for the help you yourselves would not give him a shame time to cross the road. He didn't do his job. I almost killed him. Burned this. Find some joy this week to share with others. If there's nothing else, look at the empty cross. And I had a conversation decision made with the church. I enjoy your heart. You're outside of the church. You're not sure. Ask you to stand with us. Hymn number?
576.
576. Stand with us. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576. 576